Now we're going to look at some of the grammar you might encounter if the police officer takes your details down so he or she can return your lost wallet. We're going to look at honorifics, right?
はい、そうです。
So, Naomi-sensei, would you read the sentence for us?
こちらにお名前とお電話番号とご住所をお願いします。
Please write your name, your phone number, and your address here. So, what is your name?
お名前。
And your phone number?
お電話番号。
And your address?
ご住所。I don't think you can find a word, お名前, in your dictionary.
You'd have to look it up as 名前.
O and go are honorific prefix. なので, when you look up the dictionary, you have to take off O or go in front of those nouns.
Okay, so let's have a look at the sentence again.
こちらにお名前とお電話番号とご住所をお願いします。
And if we look at the component elements of this sentence, we have
こちら。
Which is a polite way of saying here. We covered this in Style You and Beyond Lesson 5, I think. So if you need to revise that, just go back and have a look. Okay, and the next item in the sentence is
に,
which is a particle indicating location.
お,
an honorific prefix.
名前.
Name.
と.
And.
お,
honorific prefix.
電話番号.
Telephone number.
と.
And.
ご.
Honorific prefix.
住所.
Address.
お.
Object marker.
お願いします.
Please.
長いですね.
Did you get that?
What a long sentence.
Now there's more information on these honorific prefixes in the PDFs, so get hold of that and check it out, and you'll learn that to use the difference between お and ご. Actually, お and ご is kind of tricky, but if you learn the vocabulary items with their usual prefixes, then that's probably the best way to do it, would you say, Naomi-sensei?
そうですね。How did you memorize those O and go thing?
Well, somebody told me a general rule, which these are always kind of dangerous general rules because they usually all you find is exceptions. But O if it's Japanese word,
so this
go if it's a Chinese compound, which might be a little tricky at this stage.
So desu ne. There are so many exceptions.
What I really recommend is just learning the words as you come across them. So in today's lesson, we learnt the word name and phone number and address. So if you learn that with name, you say o, so it's o namae. And with telephone number, it's also o, so o denwa bango. And with address, it's go, so go jūsho. I mean, if you do it little by little, I'm sure it's easy to sort of, you build up a reserve of these words and yeah, it'll be, over time, it'll become a lot easier.
そうですね。And a very important point is, you can't use O for your own information. For example, 私のお名前はナオミです。
Oh no.
That sounds so strange.
Yeah, yeah, so, right.
気をつけてください。
Ah yeah, so be careful. Don't use honorifics about yourself or your own things.